I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a guy named Seth Everman. He's a YouTube dude. And what he did is he used a basic Yamaha synth to cover Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. And he did this in as many different musical styles as he could fit into one video.
I never heard this song, though. What song are we talking about?
It's a song that really defines a generation you may have missed.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, you know.
I'll go YouTube this band, Nirvana.
Yeah, go
Nirvana.
Check out this Nirvana band. And, so this is, this guy decided, hey, what would this song sound like in all these different musical styles?
Like a samba?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like this one.
This is your favorite type of music.
It's like loungy music.
Yeah, yeah.
Pass me a cigar. And a dame.
A dame.
Nice.
How is that a
Yaman?
Wow.
A little steel drum action.
I don't know why I'm doing this weird thumb dance.
Doing a great thumb dance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are awesome.
That is really cool.
All over the place.
Love that.
It's trippy. I'm watching the video and he kind of looks like Kevin Deers from Metal Shop.
Yeah,
so it's kind of tripping me out. Like, I'm like, wow, Kevin's really talented.
Hey, wow, you're right, dude. It's eerily he's similar looking.
Wow.
Dude, that's awesome. So nice. Especially the 80s style. You know,
what the hell is that?
It is so nice.
Would you just drink some lemonade?
It brings me back. Maybe it's the nostalgia. You know what I mean? Hearing the different types of music. And, you know, the 80s was my jam. I know it's not your jam, but the 80s was my jam. And so that, you know, that synth stuff and that new wave stuff.
Yeah.
So hearing it, it's like, wow, you know what? Who knows if the kids were 10 years older or so, they might have been those Nirvana kids might have been making it sound like that. Who knows?
I'm glad they weren't then.
Yeah, I know you're. I know.
Although I did enjoy like some of like the video game vibe to some of the versions that he did. Yeah, but totally. I think my favorite might have been like the loungy version.
Yeah. Oh, but the dame?
Yeah, with the
Dame, the cigar, have yourself a fedora.
And yeah, like the cool bass thing going on. And
so you're like a jazz kind of guy, you know, a little speakeasy boy.
Well, have you ever heard the Tori Amos version? It's kind of like that. Like, it's really chill and it's very piano driven. But she did a version of Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit. And it's just, it sounds nothing like the original.
I don't, you know, I know Tori, but I don't know if I know that song, that version from her.
I don't know if Rev can find, but like, she basically just deconstructed Smells Like Teen Spirit, and I mean, it's a whole different vibe. Like, if you're a fan of Nirvana and you're like, oh, this is gonna be interesting, and you hear it, you're like, whoa, wasn't expecting that, especially when the first time I heard it in college.
Yep, found it.
Okay.
Stuff. Yeah, she doesn't suck at singing or playing
no,
piano
not
whatsoever.
All. Not at all.
It's fun to get reminded about how awesome Tori Amos is.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right, dude. Absolutely right. We got a track and field star who's going to miss out on the Olympics thanks to a tainted burrito. Steve's going to tell you all about it. He's got the mix report for you at 6:18 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well-informed on the issues of the day? Yep. Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Advanced Hair Restoration for giving us the Migs Report. And today's the day to enjoy some fudge, because it's National Fudge Day.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the peanut butter fudge,
yeah,
personally.
That's my jam.
Like that fresh one that you get when you go to like a fair.
Yeah.
A little chunk.
Yeah.
You take like two bites. You're like, why did I buy this giant chunk of fudge? I can't even imagine finishing this.
Oh, yeah. I know. There's always too much when you get it, but it's good with the little bit you get.
Right. The first bite, you're like, oh, man, I'm going to devour this. And then after like three or four bites, you're like, this is just too much.
Yeah. So
too
rich.
Much fudge. It's also a very special day today. Today's the day to get on the Rock Shop and maybe buy a certain t-shirt because it's World Sea Turtle Day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ride.
What better way to celebrate sea turtles than to wear a turtle being ridden by us?
Yeah, I'm sure that's completely like nature friendly.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what they intended for today.
Yeah.
It is a bunch of idiot radio people riding on top of their turtles.
You know, I agree with most of that statement.
So get yourself a shirt at the Rock Shop right now and make BJ happy.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not. All right, let's talk about this track and field star. Her name is Shelby Houlihan, and apparently she holds the American records for the 1,500 and the 5,000-meter races and things like that, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, she's definitely going to be making her way into the Olympics when it happens in Tokyo this summer, but it looks like nope, she's not going to be able to. She just got slapped with a 4-year ban for testing positive for steroids.
Oh.
Here's the problem. She says, I did not take steroids. I just ate a tainted pork burrito.
Oh, cool.
Now, first I see this story, and I'm like, likely story. Sounds just like when your kid or you get popped for, like, you know, drug test, and you have weed in your system. You're like, no, I had poppy seed bagels, you know. It seemed like one of those. But then the more you hear about this story, like, maybe she's telling the truth. Like,
what?
She says she's never heard of, I guess there's a type of steroid called nandrolone. And after Googling it, she learned that certain types of pigs produce high levels of it, and eating pork can produce a false positive. She said that pig organ meat, known as offal, has the highest levels of nandrolone. And what did she eat 10 hours before her drug test? A burrito made with pig offal from a Mexican food truck. Is that the right word? Offal or offal? I don't know.
I'm not sure what that is.
Anyways, could that be that she actually was just having some pork burrito? And that also sounds very naughty. Well, here at the Olympics, a lot of people, you know, get pork burritos.
There we go.
Put in those bowls of condoms everywhere.
Boy,
different pork burrito.
That's a tough one. I mean, I obviously just want to believe she's lying because it seems like steroids athletes, of course, I mean, you know, we hear so many people lie about it. And then later, of course, it's. But at the same time, I mean, she's just a kid, right? Going to the Olympics. So, I feel really badly for her if, in fact, she's telling the truth. Because the dream and the time that she would put into trying to make this happen.
And they got
to
wait another 4 years. I mean, you're already now banned for 4 years. It's just, I mean, it just seems. At first, I'm like, this is stupid. Of course she's just trying to come up with an excuse. But then, like, you're just like, well, what are the odds? Like, you just have a pork burrito and you didn't know it had all that stuff in it.
Well, we've been through, an entire period of testing over the last 15 months where we've seen false positives and false negatives. So I would hope there's another way for them to really determine this, just in case she is telling the truth.
Well, I guess apparently because the U.S. track and field trials are kicking off this weekend, she's probably going to be out of luck to be able to get it overturned, because she also feels that the officials rushed to judgment and denied her due process. Boy, if it actually turns out to be true, I don't know, man. That's a rough one.
It is a rough one, and I really wish there was a way to be able to figure it out with just as opposed to one test. Because there are false positives. That happens.
If you're like an Olympic athlete, I'm like, I'll just have the veggie burrito. No meat, please.
Yeah, really.
Stay away from all that. Just avoid any chance.
I'm only going to do the pork burrito. I mean, the other one. That's the only one I'm going to do.
Fair. Yeah, that doesn't show up for steroids.
Yeah.
All right. Yesterday, the Seahawks, of course, still doing their mini training camp. Pete Carroll did a press conference. And it's really cute how him and Russell Wilson are trying to make it very apparent that they're now friends. Like,
that's good.
You know, they went for months not saying anything, and now they're like, wait, we just want to let you guys know we're still friends. Because Pete Carroll was doing his press conference, and who crashed it? Russell Wilson.
Just letting everybody know we're still friends, you know?
Hey.
Just messing with you.
Get out of here. You had your press conference.
Wow. You know, that's what I say to my friends.
The best part is while all that's going on, popping in the bottom corner of the screen is John Schneider just flashing a peace sign. And he's rocking a beard now.
Really?
At first I'm like, who's this guy? And then it turns out it's John Schneider, who just seems like he likes to party.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He's got a lot of reasons to party. He's done a lot of good things for this town. Let him party his ass off.
One thing that Pete did bring up that I thought was good news, or hopeful, optimistic news for Seahawks fans, is that he does expect that a deal will be done with Jamal Adams before actual training camp starts. Because, you know, obviously, that's a big thing. And that's hinging on me buying a Jamal Adams jersey. So I'm very...
Oh, right.
Very worried about this, BJ.
Yeah, I now realize why they're trying to get this deal done. Because of that jersey transaction. I forgot about that.
That's a big deal, man. I've been calling Pete. I've been telling him. And
even Jamal's
time.
Jamal was like, I was going to take my time on this, but we forgot about Steve and his jersey.
Well, you know what the Mariners didn't forget about is hitting balls, because yesterday they just crushed the Twins 10-0.
Dude, I haven't been paying attention. The Twins started off supposedly being one of the better teams in the league. I didn't realize they were as bad as they are, so it makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, the Twins are now 26-41 in the season, BJ.
I'm telling you, at the beginning of the year, everyone was talking about the Twins being a really good team. And so I was like, wow, the Mariners are really beating up on them. And I went and checked the standings the other day, and I'm like, oh my God, the Twins are horrible.
Yeah, they're terrible. And the Mariners now one game away from .500 record again. So they play the Twins again tonight, so quite possibly to be back to .500. Go Mariners, indeed.
Mariners.
Stanley Cup semifinals. The Tampa Bay, they just tied the series 1-1 with the New York Islanders. They beat them 4-2. Tonight, you got Vegas taking on Montreal. That series right now, Vegas has the 1-0 series lead. And yesterday, I don't know if anyone, I'm sure Joe was watching the Nets-Bucks playoff game. Holy smokes. The Bucks had a 17-point lead, blew it. Thanks to Kevin Durant, former Seattle Supersonic. He was just on fire. He played every minute of the game, BJ. Had 49 points, wow. 17 rebounds, and 10 assists, so a monster triple-double. In fact, that was so good that no other players ever had something like that. Not Michael Jordan, not LeBron James in the playoffs. So that's pretty impressive, Kevin Durant. What wasn't impressive, though, was the halftime choice of entertainment that the New York Nets or the Brooklyn Nets decided to do, because they wanted to pay tribute to DMX, who just recently passed away.
Okay,
so what better way to pay tribute to DMX and his song The Rough Riders Anthem than to have some random country music guy perform a country version of the song?
Really?
Check it out. And it's just barely a smattering of applause. Twitter just was on fire, like, from people that were at the game. Like, why are you doing this to us?
Yeah, that's...
why are you doing this to us?
That is
even covered in a Big E song, Juicy. I mean, it's just like...
Why?
Are you trolling your crowd?
Yeah, what is happening?
It was very weird. But hey, congratulations to the Nets. They now have a 3-2... the series is a 4-game series. I mean, it's best of 7, right, Joe? Yeah, so a 3-2 series lead against the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
Good game for Kevin Durant. As far as weather, 70 degrees, it's going to be sunny. Thank you, Kia Puyol, for giving us the mix report, and that's what's up.
I don't know if you guys know this, because I don't get a lot of food delivered to the house. Usually it's my buddy's homes that happens or whatever, so I don't pay attention. But apparently when you order the food online, it asks you if you have any special instructions for the delivery driver, which I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah.
Totally, yeah.
I always, even in my old house, I would always be like, hey, it's in this development, because sometimes I would have a hard time finding it. So that way it stays in their system, and whenever you order, if you're a member of that, like, their app or whatever, it's there for them so they know what to do.
And this one delivery driver was instructed to, quote, knock a cool beat so that the customer inside would know that he wasn't a bad guy. I do like that idea. So,
all right.
The delivery driver, he's
where
like,
do you
all
live
right.
that you're not worried about that?
Oh, well, yeah.
You're in Tacoma.
Yeah. There's some places, Steve. So he followed through by knocking to the beat of the White Stripes' Seven Nation Army.
Okay, this guy's awesome. He even did that.
Awesome.
That's great.
That is a cool beat.
Oh, yeah, it's great in sports events whenever the place is just clapping, chanting.
Yeah. I like that he's saying, too. That's the best part.
Yeah, that made it for me.
All right, pressure's on. Someone says, hey, you're a delivery driver. Uh-oh. And they're like, hey, knock a cool beat. What are you going to do?
Huh. Oh, of course, it's going to be Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
How does that go, then?
Yeah, go and do it.
And, he's just a boy. There you go.
Are you knocking on a door or are you smacking your ass? I don't understand what's going
on
here.
Smack that ass.
It sounds like the Friends
Steve.
Song.
That's all right, I got. All right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's
That's good.
Hey, can you
DJ? Nobody asked to play the song. You're supposed to only knock on the door, okay? Then not an excuse to play that.
Is that or Iron Man? I was trying to think of which one to go with.
Yeah. Oh, were you? I'm sure it was a real tough challenge which one to go with. Iron Man, a good song, or do I want to troll BJ
again?
Yeah,
this is a long way to go just to troll BJ, yeah, but I do appreciate it.
It's every way he goes to troll me. Anytime there's a... Oh, I almost said a bad word. Anytime there's a song, that's all he does. So, all right, let's see if I can play Douchebag the Donkey again. Let's see how he can figure
that
out.
That's not the name of it. It's Dominic.
Yeah, well, Douchebag is going to be his new name. It's Douchebag the Donkey.
Hey, Jingy Jingy.
Yeah. Douchebag the Donkey.
I'd be so pumped if someone knocked on my door that way.
Yeah. You wouldn't. No, no, you wouldn't. You don't want anybody to bother you.
I'd answer. If someone was knocking Dominic the Donkey on my door, I sure as hell would answer.
Oh, really?
Are you sure you want to declare that to everybody out here now?
Well, time to give out Steve's address.
Within reasonable hours.
Yeah.
All right, Vicky, what song would you do?
See, now I'm getting it stuck because my first thought was Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. It's like, but now all I'm hearing is the White Stripes. I can't do it now.
Or I don't even know that song by Billie Eilish. I probably do if I heard it.
Say you want a bad guy.
Oh, really? I don't think I know that one.
It's like our big hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe I don't know it because the way you guys are singing it.
Well, that's... I'm glad. Look, see, that's how good I was at Dominic the Donkey. We were able to figure that one out.
Right. Yeah, I was. Yeah, unfortunately.
Danny, do you have one?
Let's see. Gotta keep them separated.
Oh, okay. I thought you were doing Hey Mickey.
I thought it was Mickey, too.
Hey, Mickey, you're so fine.
That's what I thought, too.
Hey, Danny.
Are they the same Danny. Beat?
Kind of,
yeah.
Wow, that's trippy. Boy, that's a mashup somebody needs to make, huh?
Rev, what are you going to do, orgy?
No, not orgy. Diddle-it-it. Diddle-it-it.
Oh, the Addams Family.
Diddle-it-it. Diddle-it-it. Diddle-it-it.
I'd answer the door to that one.
Surprised no one went with.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how to go. No?
Oh, I don't know.
What is
happening? No?
Okay, Vicky, honest to God, I you know what? I don't know. What is happening?
Vicky!
What is Vicky hearing in her head as she's banging?
You really don't want to know what's playing in my head all the time.
That's a different other question, isn't it? Never mind. Sorry about that. Wow. Yesterday,
someone said I would do down with the sickness. That seems like they're
Wow, yeah, no, I caught that one right there when you started doing it.
You did that fast. I would not have been able to figure that out.
Yeah, I you know what? If I don't want anybody to think there's a bad guy coming to my house, yeah, that's the song to play with someone outside going, oh, wow! Yeah.
Your pizza's here! Extra pepperoni!
Yeah, wow. It's very recognizable.
Yeah.
All right, yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Which scientist was Time's Person of the Century in 1999?
Thomas Dolby.
No.
Science! Benjamin Franklin?
No.
Thomas Edison?
No.
Now that's what you gotta bang on the door. That's what it is. We were looking for Albert Einstein. That was the man. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.